This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What will your recitation of the Quran look like on the day of resurrection? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Read the Quran, iqra'ul Quran, for indeed it will come on the day of judgment as an intercessor for its companion." Shafi'an, an intercessor here, meaning it will speak on your behalf. It will defend you for the one who used to recite it often. The Prophet ﷺ told us what will happen on that day. Fasting and the Qur'an will intercede for the servant on the day of judgment. Imagine all the fasting you've done and all the recitation of the Qur'an you've done. They will come in forms on the day of judgment. So what will they say? Fasting will say, "Oh Allah, I prevented him or her from food and desires during the day, so let me intercede for him." The Quran will say, "Oh Allah, I prevented him from sleep during the night, so let me intercede for him." So they will both intercede, meaning they will both defend. They will both ask Allah to forgive this person and raise their ranks in Jannah. The people of the Quran are constantly looking for ways to study, to read, to listen to the Quran, to review what they've memorized. And this act of worship, which is very comprehensive as a lifestyle, it comes with a lot of reward. Because reviewing the Quran, as everyone knows, it's not an easy task. You can memorize, and eventually you'll realize memorizing gets easy as a routine, but to review means you're dedicated, you put in time and effort. And so, of course, this requires a great amount of sincerity and consistency. The amount of time it takes to review the Quran or read the Quran at night when people are asleep will come with a reward on the Day of Judgment. Think about people who watch TV shows all night. May Allah forgive us all and protect us and guide us from the temptations around us. Or someone who might play video games for hours upon hours all night with no benefit. Or someone who's scrolling mindlessly through social media apps out of boredom with no benefit whatsoever. These activities won't testify for us on the Day of Judgment. They won't come to defend us because they weren't acts of worship. In fact, they could even lead to prohibitions, to sinfulness. May Allah protect us. On the Day of Judgment, the day in which there will be no shade except that which is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be many categories of believers who will be protected by His shade. Now, the most commonly known categories are those that are mentioned in the very famous hadith of the seven types of people who will be shaded on the Day of Judgment. One of those seven types of people includes the youth who grew up obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raised to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us these seven categories. So I want you to pay attention and think about yourself and your relationship with the Quran. The seven types of people that are shaded on the Day of Judgment. Number one, a just ruler. Number two, a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is a man whose heart is attached to the masjid, to the mosque. Number four, two friends who love each other for Allah's sake, so they meet for that reason, they depart for that reason. Number five is a man who is seduced by a woman of beauty and position, but he leaves that act of major sin and he says, "I fear Allah." Another example, another category, a man who gives charity. Number six, but he hides it so that his left hand does not know what his right hand is giving in charity, meaning he's so sincere and secretive about it, and also he's giving what he has. And number seven, a man who remembers Allah in private, no one is watching, and so his eyes shed tears. Now think about these seven categories, they apply to men and to women. If you dedicate time to read the Quran every day, and maybe even memorize as much as you can, not only are you obeying Allah, you're protecting yourself from time-consuming, permissible activities, as well, more importantly, from sinful actions. Now, in place of a youth who grew up in the obedience of Allah, there are actually two other ahadith, two other narrations, and they contain the following words. The categories are different. So they contain the category of what? A man who learned the Quran at a young age, so he recites it persistently in his old age. And this is one of the categories of people who will be shaded on the Day of Resurrection. Why is this important to think about? These ahadith, the ones we are referring to, the new narration that we are talking about that most people don't know about is actually a weak one. It's a very weak narration. But the meaning behind the narration is not surprising, that someone who recites the Quran will be shaded on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ gave us good news. Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran, these two massive, massive lights of a surah, or suwar, they will come on the Day of Judgment like two clouds, or two shades, or two flocks of birds, spreading their wings, pleading for those who recite them. So it's not strange to assume that the people of the Quran, those who recite it over and over and try to live by it and don't give up on it and find hope and guidance through it, the people of the Quran who act upon it, the people who are called the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not surprising to assume that they too will be shaded by means of their relationship with the Quran and that it will intercede for them on the Day of Judgment. Now, if you spend time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reciting the Quran, then try to do so, of course, and to teach your children to do so in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when possible, so that your heart is even more attached to the masajid and so that your heart is amongst those categories of people who will be shaded on the Day of Resurrection. I want to leave you with this final question. How do you want to meet the Quran on the Day of Judgment? What do you want to see when you meet the Quran in its own form on the Day of Resurrection?